Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This week's topic all week is the evidence of a fruitful life. Remember, the prophetic word for 2025 is our year of fruitfulness. So there must be evidence of fruitfulness in our life. Not in this person and that person, but in our lives, collectively, our lives, evidence of a fruitful life. We know that faith is not a feeling. Faith is real, and we walk by the word, which is walking by faith. So we're going to begin in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18, which tells us, "For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off." And King James version of that Proverbs chapter 23 verse 18 says, "For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off."
So let's just recap what we learned last week. We're saying faith is a living force drawn from the Word of God, and like Pastor Diana said, it's not emotion, it's not feeling. It's not how you think. Faith is real, and we walk by faith, not by sight. And it's solid. And if we walk by our emotions, we're never going to believe anything, because our emotions, they vary. You know, one day we feel good, one day we feel bad. One day the sun is out, we feel good. The next day it rains, we feel bad. We have to be grounded in faith so that when Satan comes around and tries to throw you off, you won't fall. If you're walking on a tightrope and you don't have balance, you're going to fall. If you look around your circumstances and you see the rain, and well, the parable that comes to my mind was when Jesus was walking on the water, and Peter, as long as he kept his eyes focused on Jesus, he was walking on water along with him. And then what happened? He turned around and he looked at the rain and he looked at the thunderstorm, and he took his eyes off Jesus and he fell. And that is so true in this life. If we take our eyes off of Jesus and we're not grounded in faith, we are going to fall, because this life is not for the faint of heart. Things happen, and they will continue to happen until we go home.
The Bible tells us that the Lord is our confidence. So he also is our expectation. So when we keep our eyes on God, we keep our eyes on the vision that he has given on to us for an expected outcome, then we must be immovable. And we're grounded then in faith. So our expectation has to be grounded in something. Every seed has to be sowed into the ground. It must be grounded. So we ground our expectation in faith. And Jesus teaches us in the parable of the sower in Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. So the word of God is a seed, and the seed is always effective, just like in the parable of the sower, where the seed fell on different surfaces. It fell on the wayside, it fell amongst the stones, it fell amongst the thorns, and then it was sown in the destination of the good ground. The seed is good. There's nothing wrong with the seed. The seed is able to produce, but the ground in which it was sown was the variable factor of how far that seed went. If it came into maturity, if it was able to bear fruit, it was based on the ground of which it landed, of where it fell. So we must continue to operate in grounded in faith. So the seed is a word for God from our situation. We sow that into the ground of faith. We keep our expectation for sure, straightforward, unmovable, and we continue to believe that we will see the expected outcome. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. So what do we have to do? Get up through the middle, right? A lot of times we're excited at the beginning. We have our expectation at the end, but it's hard to get up through the middle. So we must work our way up through the middle. Do not allow our expectation to be cut off. Keep our expectation in view. Walk by faith. Get up through the middle, and there will be the desired outcome.
Yeah, so if you go and you plant a garden and you plant a seed, you have to plant it in good soil so that it'll grow. And also, you can't mess with it. If you keep on going there and messing with it, it's going to mess things up. It's not going to grow. So how it is in our life, if we plant the seed of faith, if we go in there and try to do it our way, it's not going to turn out well. You know, and God gave that the seed is the word of God. And so we're planting our seed in faith. And by the word of God, that is exactly how we go forward, by having our faith grounded in the seed of faith.
So every seed must be sown in order to produce. So we sow it in the ground of faith. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 38, the Bible says, "But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body." So every seed, when it's sown, it doesn't look as the expectation does. And a lot of times, if we're at the store and we're looking for different seeds for either for vegetables or for flowers and such, the expectation on the outside of the seed packaging is not exactly what we see when we rip open the package. We see something very different. We see our expectation in seed form. And that seed must be sown into the ground. So when we think of the word of God being a seed, then we sow that into the ground of faith in order for it to be able to develop. Just like that seed in that packaging, it's not yet what we desire to be. But when we sow it and we allow the time to pass, the anticipated time for it to be able to germinate and to be able to come to maturity and such, then we have our expectation. But we cannot say, oh, just open it up and just say, well, no, this isn't what I wanted. This isn't what it looks like on the outside, and never sow it. Because we know those seeds, they sure will sit on the shelf for a long time, and nothing will happen until we do something, until we sow them.
Amen. And so as it is, if we expect, like when we're expecting a baby, we are pregnant and then we're expecting and we're expecting and we know that it's going to come to an end. And so the Bible tells us that everything will be come to an end. If you're going through something, it will come to an end, and life is full of mountains and valleys. It'll come to an end, and then the next thing will be a mountaintop. And then you enjoy the mountaintop, and again another trial will come, and then it goes up and down. And this is how life is for every one of us living here. So this is why it's so important to be grounded in the word and to plant your seed of faith, because you will, like I said before, you will definitely fall, but everything comes to an end. And if we put our faith and our trust in God, we know that we're doing his will, and he is always with us, and he will never leave us.
If we go back into 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and begin at verse 35 and read down to where we just were in verse 38, we'll get the whole concept here. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some of the grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. So when the seed goes into the ground, it's sown into the ground, it seems as if it is the death of the thing, but it springs forth, it arises in a body that's able to produce more after its kind. It's able to produce more seed because the seed is within itself. In Genesis chapter 1, where God was going through creation, it says that all the herbs, all the vegetation of the earth have the seed within themselves. So each being has a seed within itself, able to produce after its own kind. Pastor Emily gave the example of a pregnancy. When the pregnancy comes to an end, then there comes the rearing, right, of the newborn baby. And then the baby goes through development. Then next thing you know, you don't have an arm baby that you're cuddling and holding anymore. Now you have a toddler that's pulling around and running around and trying to get down and such. So when one season comes to an end, it's the beginning of a new season. So it doesn't, and it's progressive, because that child is progressively growing into full fruition of all God created it to be. So we have to be in expectation for what God has in the next for each and every endeavor that we take on.
So isn't it funny? If you put a seed in the ground, what happens? You can't see it. It becomes invisible. So we have to have faith that it's going to grow. And we're not looking at it to grow. And again, you can't mess with it, because if you keep on going there and poking at it, it's not going to grow. So when you put something in the ground, you think almost it dies. But no, it gets fertilized and it grows. And so it is in life. We don't see things. God is from the invisible. He's not from the visible. So we need to have faith. And it has to be a living force. And we can't see it, but we have to know it and keep ourselves grounded.
The invisible realm, that's where what is visible comes from the invisible realm. Every great exploit, every invention, it comes first from the invisible realm. Somebody's able to see it before it's seen in the earth. Somebody has the understanding, they have the insight, they have the revelation to begin to put forth action to bring forth what they're seeing through the spiritual eyes, the vision that God has given onto them. So everything that is visible, it came first from the invisible realm. It came from the realm of faith to give it a try. Give it a try. Give it a try. And how many times we know in Pastor's book, Make Life Work, Kentucky Fried Chicken, how many times did he have to, Colonel Sanders, have to give it a try? The overnight shipping, how many times did they have to give it a try? When people said no, when people said that it wouldn't work, they had to believe by faith. They had to see it. It had to be more real than the nose. So the vision that God has given onto us, it must be more real than the nose, so that we could push past the resistance and bring it forth into fruition, believing that it already is, that it's already there, because God has already showed it onto you. So we want to encourage you all this week to have evidence in your life of fruitfulness. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.